Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, September 8th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. First off today, as expected, Peloton has announced its new Bike Plus stationary bike with Apple Watch integration. The Peloton Bike Plus will be available on September 9th, priced at $2,495. The original Peloton bike is also getting a price drop to $1,895. For Apple users here, the big news is of course that the Bike Plus features GymKit integration. GymKit was first announced at WWDC 2017, but uptake from companies has been slow so far. So the Peloton Bike Plus is easily the most prominent new product to hit the market with GymKit integration. So with a tap of your Apple Watch on the NFC reader built into the new Peloton, the bike and the watch synchronize to start a workout and share workout metrics. So for example, your Apple Watch can share heart rate data directly with your Peloton bike, and the bike can tell the watch about things such as how fast you're pedaling and what resistance level is being used. The end result is a seamless workout experience that provides more accurate readings and calorie estimates than if the watch was used by itself. You can find all of the details on the new Peloton Bike Plus with GymKit integration at the link in the show notes below. In other news, Apple has officially announced its annual September special event, inviting members of the press and the public to tune in remotely to watch from home on September 15th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. At the event this year, Apple is expected to unveil all new hardware, including a new iPad Air and new Apple Watch models. Much like WWDC 2020, Apple's September event will be completely virtual due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The September event will likely be a highly produced video shot at Apple Park and at Steve Jobs Theater. The WWDC keynote featured Tim Cook making opening comments from Steve Jobs Theater, then handing things off to other Apple executives for details on iOS 14, WatchOS 7, and more. We expect a similar format for the September event, but it's always possible that Apple has some sort of surprises in store. The tagline for this year's September event is simply "Time Flies," which seems to be a hint at the Apple Watch focus. The September 15th event will be live streamed across Apple's website, in the Apple TV app, and likely on YouTube. We'll have more details on what to expect at the September 15th event after the break. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9TO5. If you're looking for a way to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. People love Direct Mail for Mac because it's built specifically for the Mac. Get your work done in half the time using all of the Mac technologies you've grown to love, such as drag and drop, integration with other apps, and more. There's no more waiting for a slow web page to load or fumbling with a browser. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all Direct Mail full feature plans. Just head to directmailmac.com/9TO5 and see how they can help your business grow. While initial reports suggested that the September event would focus on the iPhone 12 alongside new Apple Watch and iPad hardware, Bloomberg reports that the September event will actually only include the iPad and Apple Watch details. The iPhone 12 will reportedly be saved for October. As we've highlighted before, Apple has already confirmed that the iPhone 12 will arrive a few weeks later than the iPhone 11 did last year. Many people had assumed that Apple would simply announce the iPhone 12 in September and say it would be available sometime later in October. But in actuality, that doesn't actually appear to be what's happening. So according to Bloomberg, we can expect the announcement of a new iPad Air 4 alongside new Apple Watch hardware. Apple is reportedly developing a new iPad Air model that features an edge-to-edge display. This would serve as a middle ground between the $329 iPad and the iPad Pro. Reports also suggest that the new iPad Air will feature Touch ID authentication built into the power button for the first time. For the Apple Watch, Apple is reportedly preparing a higher-end Apple Watch Series 6 with features such as blood oxygen level detection, as well as a lower-end Apple Watch that replaces the aging Apple Watch Series 3. The report also adds that iOS 14 is still on track to be released this month, alongside watchOS 7 for Apple Watch users. This ensures that the new Apple Watch hardware will be released with the latest watchOS 7 features, and that there will be full compatibility between the Apple Watch and iOS 14. And finally, today's report from Bloomberg says that Apple has other hardware in store for this year, including a smaller HomePod and its first pair of branded over-ear headphones. Both of these audio products are set to be released as early as this year, but it remains to be seen whether that means at the September event, in October, or even later. Over the next week, we'll have more details on what to expect at the September 15th event on 9to5Mac Daily. For now, that wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of Apple News.